بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا عبد القاسم المصطفى محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف اللهم أخرجني من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمني من نور الفهم اللهم افتح علينا أبواب رحمتك وانشر علينا خزائن علومك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. This is our second session on Insaf, and those who watch this might find this talk is very short because we have been discussing and listening to our dear brothers and sisters. So now it's just a kind of short discussion, inshallah we may continue next week. What we have been trying to study is what is the real nature of insaf. And in order to be able to reach the true nature of insaf, we tried to compare it with justice so that by comparison we can understand what is fairness. And also, as I said, it seems that in Islamic literature, certainly in the Quran and maybe even in the Hadith, as much as I remember right now, we don't use the term insaf for God. We use the term adl for God in the Hadith. In the Quran, even we don't use adl for God directly. We say God is not zalim or does not do zulm. La yadlim, laysa bizallam. But we don't say God is adil. With respect to insaf, it seems that even negatively, we don't say God, he is not unfair, for example. So this is one point. The other point is that in some of our hadiths, adl is defined as insaf. For example, there is a hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam. في قوله تعالى إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان. The hadith says العدل الإنصاف والإحسان التفضل. عدل, justice, is إنصاف, is fairness. إحسان, to do good, is تفضل, means to have favor upon someone. So this doesn't mean that they are the same, because sometimes hadith is to give a quick explanation, but it shows that there is close relation between adl and insaf, between justice and fairness. But they are not the same, because in some other hadith that I gave you last week, you find that insaf is something that can be a higher level than some, at least, levels of justice. Like, for example, أَعْدَلُ النَّاسِ, the most just people are those who do insaf with respect to the people who have done zulm to them. So, what is insaf? First, I want to mention where we use the term insaf, and then we will see what is insaf. First, the context in which we use insaf. Insaf is when there is a disagreement or a potential disagreement. Maybe we already disagree, or there is a case, an issue between me and another person that could lead to disagreement. Therefore, you are in need of considering this issue between you and another person and make a judgment. Otherwise, you know, we don't make judgment. We only make judgment when there is a potential of disagreement or actually disagree. Insaf is that there is an issue between me and someone else, or between the people who belong to me and someone else, For example, my child in a school has a, had issue with someone else's child. Okay? Here again, we can talk about insaf, because there is a great chance that I may take side of my child. But fairness means that between your child and someone else's child, you have to be, you know, observing fairness, because your child is like yourself, or my group, my party, my people. So in all these cases, you can talk about insaf, because it's, again, you. But you, either as one individual or you as a group of people who belong to you, or you belong to them. Okay? So, insaf has always two sides. One side is me or mine. Then there is a second side. The second side in this case should be like a stranger, in this case. It means that it's a person with whom I have issue. But maybe the same person that in this case I have issue with him, in another case is mine. You understand? So example, between me and my wife, we have some issues. So here, insaf is between me and my wife. But then my wife and another woman has an issue, then here insaf is... my wife is my side. I have to be careful not to take the side of my wife. You understand? So sometimes the same person that can be other side of the disagreement, in another case, is on my side. So you have to be very careful. Normally, when people are on our side, we support them. But the same people, if they have issue with us, we don't support them. And this shows that in all circumstances, we support ourselves. Yeah? So if you are with me, I support you. Not because I support you, because you are with me. I support myself and anyone who is with me. Okay? So, insaf means that between someone who potentially has an issue with you, disagreeing with you, and yourself or people who are on your side in that particular case, you try to stand in between. Try to look at both sides equally. This is why it's called insaf. Insaf means nesf. Nesf means half. You have to go a little bit far away from yourself. Distance yourself from yourself and stand half the way so that you can look at yourself and other person equally. It's very difficult because we are so much attached to ourselves that we cannot distance ourselves from ourselves. Okay? So, we are getting to some point. So in insaf, I have to go outside my shell. Be standing in the middle, okay? If you can go even further, it's okay. For example, if you want to distance 60% from yourself, 40% to other person, it's good, mashallah. Go 100% to that person, no problem. Yeah? Because this is then rahmah. This is rahmah. From 51% to 100% is rahmah. But at least 50% means to look at your side and the other person equally. Insaf means that now because you are standing in middle and are looking at both sides equally, then you have a concern. And that is different from the concern of a just person. If this point is true, inshallah, then we made good success. In justice, you are trying to observe the rights of people. In insaf, you have come to a position that for you both sides are as important as each other. Therefore, you can take from someone and give to the other. But from which one you can take and give to the other? From the side which is you. In justice, you try to take both sides equally. So you don't take from that person and give to this person, and not from yourself and give to other person. But in insaf, you have the right of bringing a kind of level by one side only. You can take from yourself as much as you want to make that person in a good level. You understand? So this is the beauty of insaf. So I say to myself that this person, although I have observed his right, but he has some needs. I like to give him something, because if I was in his position, I would have loved someone to give me. Or for example, maybe in the case of a person who has wronged you, okay? So justice says you can bring him to justice and punishment. But if you are munsif, you try to see whether you can find any excuse for him. For example, this person has stolen bread from your bakery, but you see that, oh, for one day he didn't have anything to eat. So you want to find excuse for that person, because now you are looking at that person and you have concern for good and welfare of that person as you have for yourself. So this is the beauty of insaf. So a person who is munsif is a person that not only observes the justice, not only observes the rights of other person, but is ready to go out of his way to make sure that the other person is treated as he wanted to be treated if he was in the same situation. And imagine if someone has this quality. This means that this person is so much in control of his emotions, in control of his ego, that not only can see the truth on the other side, but also he is ready to sacrifice from his own interests for the betterment of other people. So there is some element of rahmah here. There is some element of rahmah here, but in this special way that I explained. Okay, think about it, inshallah. We continue this, inshallah, discussion, and also, if Allah helps, to see how we can gain insaf, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.